This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your patience. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're privileged to welcome back Reverend J.P. Mosley of the Hope Reformed Church here in Pierre, part of the Pierre for Pierre Ministerium, praying with and over us. And Erica Kitchenmaster from Lake Andes will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you for this new year. Pray, God, that you would bless these senators, bless the legislators, that with your wisdom and with discernment between what's right and wrong, between what's right and what's almost right, we pray, God, for this wisdom in this year as they get the challenge of being the lawmakers in this great state. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fegan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Sohol, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Before we move on, we'd like to welcome Dr. Holm from Huron. He's actually a personal physician, I'm sure, of Senator White, but we won't ask you to breach any HIPAA, doctor, but he's right below you there.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. That would be great, and we'll take care of you later. We're honored to have you, Dr. Holm. I know you've taken care of us here before and continue to volunteer, but as a leader in not only here in medical community but statewide, we're very grateful for your 35 years of service to the Huron and state communities and taking care of us again. And welcome back, and thank you very much. Dr. Robert Holm. We'll proceed then now with communications and petitions. Thank you, ma'am.
The Honorable Matt Michaels, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of SDCL 2413-1 and subject to your confirmation, the court has appointed Charles P. Schroyer, an attorney from Pierre, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Accordingly, the court requests that you submit said appointment to the Senate for consent. We will await your advice as to the Senate's action with regard to this appointment. Thank you for your continued cooperation. Very truly yours, Shirley A. Jameson Fergal.
President Pro Tem has referred this appointment for your consideration for advice and consent to the Judiciary Committee, Chuck Schroyer, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, Judiciary Committee. Thank you. Reports of standing committees, please.
Committee on Commerce reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 37, 39, and 40 and recommends do pass consent calendar, and Senate Bills 38 and 41 and recommends do pass. Senator Curd, Chair.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Brown moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, January 15th, the fourth legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
This is Joint Select Committee reports now. We have a few of them that are voice votes, and then the one on compensation under our rule requires a roll call. So please proceed with consideration of the Joint Select Committee reports. Boots.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and state offices be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. So adopted.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 91st legislative session be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption of that Joint Select Committee report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So adopted.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye, please. Those opposed? Motion carried is so adopted.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So adopted.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation for the elective and appointive officers and employees for the 91st legislative session as found on page 36 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Senator Brown's motion, having received a second, is up for consideration and final passage. Those in favor of adoption of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting compensation signify by voting aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Feagin.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Excuse me.
Olin.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Excuse.
Rush.
Aye.
Dorma. Soholt.
Aye.
Solano, excused. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
And White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you. Senator Brown's motion to adopt the Joint Select Committee on Compensation, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and that report is so adopted. First reading of Senate bills. These need to be read in open session as a result of our Constitution and directing where these two bills will go today. And so we'll go ahead and read those, please, Madam Secretary, and I'll read the assignment to committee by the President pro tem.
Senate Bill 54, an act to adopt the Elder Abuse Task Force statutory recommendations in order to protect South Dakota seniors and adults with disabilities from abuse, neglect, and exploitation. And Senate Bill 55, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the HOPE probation program.
54 and 55 are referred and assigned to Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary. Okay, we're on to announcements. I'm going to kick it off here as you're thinking about any other announcements that the South Dakota State Historical Society today, I know you have that notice, but others that might be listening, is hosting the 27th annual reception tonight. I had the privilege of welcoming back the horse effigy, and the story behind that is pretty powerful. If you don't have the chance to go to the reception to see it, we encourage you to go up there on behalf of that whole team. It's very, very impressive. So that's tonight, this afternoon, starting from 4 to 6. Okay, other announcements. Senator Peters, hello.
Good afternoon. So tomorrow we have appropriations. We start at 8 and go until noon, and we are going to hear from the governor's office, the economic development office, tourism, tribal relations, and the underground lab will be in to also give us a quick update. So please join us in the morning, 8 to noon, and we're going to have a full busy day tomorrow. So thank you very much.
Great. Any other announcements? Senator Valley.
Transportation, 8:30, 4:23. Thank you.
8:30. Any other announcements? Senator Monroe, good afternoon.
Chairman.
Yes. Go ahead.
Taxation
tomorrow at 10 a.m. Anything else?
President.
Senator Brown.
Senate Republicans will caucus tomorrow at noon.
At noon. Okay. Again, Chairman Frazier, just to remind you, will be here for the joint session at 1:30, so if we can be in place. And there are a number of other tribal officials that will be here as you're milling around. Obviously, introduce yourselves, and they'll do the same. Senator Kamak, thank you.
Legislative rules will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow on Friday, and it will be in room 414.
Okay. 8 a.m. for legislative joint procedures. Any other? Okay, Madam Secretary.
Senator Hunoff moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Almost didn't get a second there, Bernie. Not that that's ever happened. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Joint session to receive the State of the Tribes address shall come to order at this time. I'd like to invite to the podium, we have first to the podium, may I have President John Yellowbird Steele. He's the president of the Ogallala Sioux Tribe. Would you please welcome him? We are honored to have you here, Mr. President, on behalf of the governor and me and a large contingency of your tribal members. And the president is here to introduce our prayer through Orville Looking Horse. So please.
I thank the Honorable State Legislature for having us to address you. I thank Governor Dugard for visiting Pine Ridge twice on his Medicaid expansion proposal, where it is a win-win for the state and a win-win for the tribes and our people. This is, I think, historic, because collaborating with yourselves, as we have done with the Lyman Jones people on the Minnewichoni water pipeline in the past, we can get projects done that benefit both the non-Indian and the Indian. So I thank you. At this time, I would like to introduce our Lakota, Dakota, Nakota spiritual leader. And he's the spiritual leader of the Sioux tribes in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and our peoples up in Canada. He is the keeper of the white buffalo calf pipe. And although it is not really a religion, it's a spiritual way of life. And as spiritual leader, he is equated to the Dalai Lama, or the Pope to our peoples. And we start all of our doings is out, whether it be meals, meetings, with a prayer. And so, Chief Arville Looking Horse.
Metakaye Oyasi. May peace be with each and every one of you.
Oh,
Kunkashala Wakantrika. En particulier, Kamakha Ukaglutapo. En particulier, Wichwani Noati Makakaneche. Trukateke Zania Kamonia Picte. Wale onaji picha donache chante shichapi. Donache kaki japi. Istaman hippi. En particulier, Wocheke. Noloa vakha, kunkashla vakhantraka, unshlapo, mitakuye uyaskin.
Lama, please remain standing. And many people may not know, but we have many warriors on our tribes that have served our collective nations. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary of the Senate, will you please call the roll for the joint session of the senators? Please be seated. Thank you. Thanks.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fegan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White.
Madam Clerk, would you please call a roll for the House of Representatives, please?
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Bolin, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feickert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Hawley, Heineman, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Lateral, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalser, Steinhauer, Stevens, Tolson, Verschiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink. Mr. President, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much, especially for our visitors. I know there are a number of distinguished visitors and guests here to your state capital to see this historic event. On behalf of not only Speaker Wink, who's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, but me, Matt Michaels, Lieutenant Governor, and I preside over the Senate and worked with this family here of House and Senate members, we are your oyate for the betterment of all of our state. And we wish to welcome you, and it is a great honor to have you come to your capital. Let me tell you that at this time, after I do the introduction, you will see in the procession not only the honor staff, but a couple of veterans that will be leading our guest to the podium, along with, you've met the President, John Yellowbird Steele, Chairwoman Roxanne Sazu is also here from Crow Creek. Kevin Wright from Chairman of Lower Brule, and Willie Bearshield is a councilman from the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, and we've had the privilege, all of us, the governor and me, working with a number of those folks and Secretary Emery. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Chairman Harold Frazier grew up in Whitehorse, and he's blessed with one daughter and two sons and one grandchild, and he graduated from high school in Eagle Butte. In 2002, though, Harold was elected at large as the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Chairman, and amazingly, during his first chairmanship, he was elected as the Great Plains Area Vice President of the National Congress for American Indians. Amazing. Following that stint as tribal chairman, he was employed as a program specialist for the Black Hills Center for American Indian Health for over 8 years, working there as a program specialist. He's also served on the Tyosapi Topa School Board between the years 2012 and 2014. And in 2012, this is incredible, he's got more stamina than I would, he received his associate's degree in general business and his bachelor's degree in business administration from the Oglala Lakota College. And in December 2014, Chairman Frazier was reelected by his people, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, for his second executive term. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to hear the State of the Tribes address presented by Chairman Harold Frazier. Please welcome the chairman.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor, for the introduction. You know, one of the sad things in life is racism. And it's not just in one particular place. It's in all of this world. I grew up with my parents in Whitehorse. And they were fluent Lakota speakers. And my grandpa also lived with us. And he was a fluent speaker. When I was about 20 years old, I went to a community. And I heard this word, Ayaska. And I was told that it meant half-breed. So when I got home, I told my mom, I said, hey, I heard a new word I never heard before. I can't remember how to say it, but it means half-breed. So she tried four or five different ways how to say it, but it wasn't the way I heard it. But the point of this is I was raised not to see color, not to see race of anybody. I was raised to see a man or a woman. We were created as one people to live on these lands and make a life for our families, friends, and neighbors. We are born pure of heart. How we treat each other is taught and learned. It is time we relearn to treat each other with the respect that is deserved rather than with hatred and racism. Only then can we truly become nations working together for the health and welfare of our people. I applaud Governor Dugard for taking time and coming out to all of our reservations in South Dakota and visiting with us. And I applaud you, the state legislatures, for allowing me, the Lakota people, time to address you today. We know who we are and where we come from. Our ancestors came from the Black Hills, out of Wind Cave. Our creation stories tells us these things. That's why we hold Baja Sapa, the Black Hills, sacred. We are part of the seven council fires, who are the Dakota, Nakota, and Lakota people. The only thing different is our language. We speak with different dialects, with an L, a D, and an N. We all pray to the same creator. We all belong to the sacred white buffalo calf pipe. In the western part of our state, where I am from, that is where the Titoma Oyate live, the Teton Sioux. There are seven bands of the Teton Sioux. Four of them are on the Cheyenne River Sioux Indian Reservation: the Ohenupa, Sihasapa, Minikoju, and Itazapcho. In Standing Rock, the Hunkpapa people live there, Rosebuds, Sishungu people, and in Pine Ridge, the Ogallalas. I come from the Itazapcho band. South Dakota is our homeland. The whole of western South Dakota and our Sioux reservations, East River, were reserved as our permanent homes. These lands were set aside for the absolute and undisturbed use of our people by our chiefs and the United States in our treaties. In our treaties, we reserved our original inherent right to self-government, self-determination for our people in our homelands. We are men and women, where all men and women are created equal. We have a right to freedom and liberty in our own lands. Our rights to freedom and liberty are natural, inalienable rights, just as your rights are. According to data collected by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, four of the deadliest counties in the United States are here in South Dakota: Shannon County, Todd County, Dewey County, and Corson County. When Tesawi brought our chinupa to us, the white buffalo calf rope and calf woman brought our pipe. It was brought into given and given to us for good health, mentally and physically. That's why we in Indian country make health care a priority, and so should you. We have been in a health crisis. I look back, it probably began in 1889, when our medicine and our medicine people were taken away from us and we were put on reservations. It was replaced with the Indian Health Service, who has continually failed our people. Right now, two of our reservation hospitals are faced with closure, down in Rosebud and in Pine Ridge. Several years back, I recall when the VA hospitals were having trouble. And I remember reading in the paper a quote from former Governor Rounds. And I totally agree with him. Governments cannot run a healthcare facility. Many of us in our area are looking at going compact, taking over our facilities, so we can provide better healthcare for our people and for our children. Suicide is a huge epidemic in our reservations. One of the things I'm a firmly believer in is prayer. I don't care what case law says. We need prayer in our lives, in our functions, in our institutions. And it doesn't matter how we pray. Whether it's with the pipe, Catholic, Protestant, it doesn't matter. Prayer is the most important thing to be a healthy person, to be a healthy society. That's why our tribal council passed a resolution to require our schools on a reservation to begin with prayer. We're also looking at establishing safe houses for our children, places where they could go to to feel safe. We have a lot of high alcoholism, abuse on our reservations. And many times our children don't feel safe. So that's the things we are looking at doing. I've been meeting with kids this past summer, high school kids, young adults, finding out why suicide's happening. Why are we using drugs? The things they say, because of boredom and coping with life. When I asked them, when you have trouble dealing with life, do you talk to your parents? They said no. Well, who do you talk to? Our friends, grandmas, aunties is who we talk to. How do we help our children? How do we give them the coping skills that they need to believe life is worth living? Our children have told me that they want to learn from their own people. They want healing that is more traditional to our culture. We need our elders here to give us guidance and to teach us how to cope in our own ways. We are glad that the state is wanting to expand Medicaid so that our children and elders can have more access care. We thank Governor Dugard for reaching out and working with us tribes. Because going back to what the children are saying, we need to ensure that there's peer-to-peer counseling in this new plan. Many of our children don't want to open up to a non-Indian, to a stranger. Instead, they feel comfortable talking, like they said, with a friend, a grandma, or an auntie. So we should be allowed to bill and collect Medicaid. Because we live in high poverty areas on all of our reservations. One of the biggest problems that I face today is meth. It is something that is a new drug that is harming a lot of our people. Not just on reservations, not just in South Dakota, but throughout America. We are looking at addressing three ways how to address meth is how we're working towards to addressing this problem. Legally, treatment, and prevention. We are working to strengthen our courts, our police, and our laws. We are actively recruiting law-trained lawyers, law-trained prosecutors, court personnel. We're looking at creative ways because of our low funding to build and establish a strong police force. We're also working with other agencies to stop the dealers and the suppliers from bringing our drugs into our homes. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is the first tribe in South Dakota to pass a resolution of banishment. We will banish any people who are convicted in federal, tribal, or state courts in manufacturing, trafficking, or dealing meth drugs. We need you to expand your police training facilities. This past spring, I went into our police department. And there was a full uniform, a police officer had full uniform, gun and badge, sitting there answering a phone like a secretary. I said, why are you doing that? Because I'm not certified. So I immediately started getting on a phone, trying to find out why they're not certified. Through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, they have a training facilities in Artesia, New Mexico. When I called down there, they said they had no openings until January 2016. We also used the state facilities. They had no openings until August 2016. So what do we do? Where is the safety for our people? our tribal council on Cheyenne River set aside $135,000 in our general fund. And one of the things we discussed was perhaps hiring our own peace officer with our own money, do our own training. And when I met with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, I asked them, if our tribal police officers make arrests, do an investigation, get it into federal court, will you honor and support our work? They said no. I said, why not? Because they're not trained in our facility. So that is an issue that our chairmen, the Great Plains Tribal Chairmen Association, passed to establish our own training facilities. So that's something that we'll be working forward. On treatment, one of the things I found in really working, trying to figure out how to help our people get off meth, if someone is going to be truly treated and fixed from this disease, this drug, it's going to be a minimum of 2 years. And that's a very long time. There's a shortage of a lot of treatment centers. So that's something that I feel that we need to start working towards, bringing more treatment facilities into our state, into our reservations. We have some of the worst roads in the country. And I met with the Zeebaugh County Commissioners the other day before I came. And they are severely underfunded. So I ask you to provide more funding for our county roads. Not just Zeebaugh County, but all of our county roads in Indian Country. This April, we had Tribal Council. One of the things I wanted to do was take our government out to the people. So we started having tribal council out in our communities. And in April, we went down to Whitehorse, my hometown. And there's a county road that runs right through it. And we laughed because the councilman, Bob Chasenock, he said, when I started on that road, he said, felt like I was shooting a machine gun. There is so much bumps on that road that it truly is. It's like shooting a machine gun. But we drive it every day. We live it every day. And that's what gets us by many of times, is humor. If we don't have that humor, you know, then we have a sense of hopelessness. I also ask that you make bus routes on county roads a priority in your state improvement plan. Put Zeebaugh County Route 1 on the state's priority. Zeebaugh County is the poorest county in the nation, according to a study I've seen. And Zeebaugh County encompasses half of Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. And if we continue to look at that study, you'll find that probably majority of the poorest counties in the United States are in South Dakota and are on reservations. In order to achieve economic development, we must have good infrastructure. And we want economic development. We want jobs on our reservations. We need to develop our resources to create jobs for our people through agriculture, tourism, manufacturing, and services. The statewide unemployment rate is less than 4%. On our reservations, our rates are 80% or higher. So we ask you, the state, to be our partner in economic development. Because we all live together in South Dakota. When we create new jobs, everyone benefits. And together, I know we can do more. Once a year, as tribes, we go to Washington, D.C., to lobby the federal government in hoping we could get more funding. I was chairman 8 years ago. And last year, I looked at our funding for our ICWA program. And I laughed. 12 years ago, we received $80,000 a year. Today, we still receive $80,000. So when we go to Washington, we ask that you could support our appropriation requests. Because every dollar that comes to our reservation, it comes to this state. So it's important that we work together in trying to get more resources from the federal government. We are taxpayers too. We pay every tax that mainstream America pays, except property tax. But there's a downside to that. We can't use our lands, our homes, as collateral to get a mortgage, to start a business, or even just to improve our lives. I ask that you ask yourselves how your proposed laws, your decisions, will impact the Indian people in South Dakota before you cast your vote. Pass laws that will not only benefit a group of people, but that will benefit all of us that live in South Dakota. And as President Steele said, in our culture, before the day begins and as it ends, we always begin and we end with a prayer. So at this time, I would like to close my talk with a prayer song. Thank you for your time.
While you're standing in a gratitude to all, we walk in the shadows of people who have come before us and who are actually here today. And I'm going to take the personal prerogative to have us all recognize not only a bridge builder through our respective cultures, but through our all spirituality, and a man who has touched my soul for many years, Father Webster Tuhawk. Father Tuhawk. Again, please stay for fellowship and interaction. And at this point in time, Pilamaya, welcome. And may I have a motion to adjourn? All those in favor of adjournment and dissolution of the joint session, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are so dissolved.